Welcome to the James River Church Podcast. It's our prayer that this message is an encouragement and blessing to your life.
All right, well, what an exciting night we've had so far. Are you guys having a good time at the back to school rally? Love being a part of a church that knows how to send kids off to school in style. And we're just excited. You know, we're believing that this year is going to be an amazing, amazing school year. So thanks for coming out and being a part of it. And we're going to look at a couple of things tonight, kind of as a challenge as we go back to school. You know, one of the superintendents mentioned the Love All, Serve All shirts. And as you guys well know, that back in February, we launched our Vision Sunday with the idea of going about this year with an attitude of love all, serve all. Everybody say, love all, serve all. And so, and as I was thinking about and praying about what to share tonight, you know, really, I can't think of a more appropriate theme, a more appropriate challenge as our students, as our kids and our youth head back to school, than going through it with an attitude of who can I love, who can I serve this year in the 2015-2016 school year. So we're going to jump right in and look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. And this is in the Message version, and this verse was shared back in February, and I put it up above my desk. Because it's so encouraging, it's so just challenging, inspiring to remind me, what does it mean to love all, serve all? So we'll look at that together. It'll be up on the screen. But in Ephesians 5, verse 1, it says, watch what God does, and then you do it. Like children who learn proper behavior from their parents, mostly what God does is love you. How many of you guys think that's good stuff right there? Mostly what God does is love you. Keep company with Him and learn a life of love. Observe how Christ loved us. His love was not cautious, but extravagant. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of Himself to us. Love like that. You know, when I look through that, it's so encouraging. I mean, just to know that that's how God feels about us. You know, maybe you stepped in here tonight and you didn't realize it was the back to school rally, or maybe even this is your first time here. You know, I want everyone to know, I mean, I want the kids to know that you are deeply loved by God. I think it's so awesome that it doesn't say that most of the time God loves us. How many of you guys are thankful for that? It doesn't say that. And it doesn't say that God loves most of us. I'm even more thankful for that, because I'd probably be on the other side of it. What it's telling us is that the majority of God's plans and purposes for your life is about Him revealing His love for you. That's what He spends the majority of His time doing, is showing that to you. And in turn, as we experience that, we want to take that and take that into our communities, take that into our schools, into our neighborhoods. It goes on to say, keep company with God. You know, and I would just tell our students that I can't think of a greater decision you could make this year than choosing to say, I'm going to keep company with God this year. I'm going to pursue the Lord with all of my heart through prayer, through being in God's Word, through surrounding myself with other believers, through being in God's house, the church. Parents, you know, you're going to make a lot of investments into your kids this year. We went through the open house and orientation, and there's lots of opportunities to make investments into our kids. But I can't think of a better investment than you teaching your kids what does it mean to keep company with God. And I would say that starts by cultivating a relationship with the Lord yourself, by pursuing the Lord in prayer, by being in the Word of God, and then your kids hearing your prayers over them as they prepare and head back to school. And then it goes on to say this, observe how Christ loved us. And I'm going to spend the next few minutes talking just about that. Because the great thing is that Jesus came to this earth and walked around and gave us an example so that we would know what it means to go out and love others. We don't have to guess about it. We can observe Christ by looking at Scripture, by looking at God's Word, and seeing what He's done for us. So we're going to look at a story in Mark chapter 10. And, you know, we could pick lots of different stories to pull principles from on how Jesus loves others. But I love this story. So we're going to start in Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And it says, they spent time in Jericho. As Jesus was leaving town, trailed by His disciples in a parade of people. Now, we're going to stop right there because we need to kind of experience this a little bit more. So here's what you have going on is Jesus and the disciples, they're in Jericho and they're leaving. The majority of the people would live outside in the country. And so you have people that have came in for business. They've came in for work. They've got their donkeys and their cows and their oxen pulling their carts. And then they're all parading out of the city. So we're going to kind of experience what that is. So I need you kids right over here from about this side over. I need you guys to be like the oxen and the donkeys and the horses and things. Can you guys do that? In fact, I'm going to go ahead and have everyone on this side of the room do the same thing. So go ahead and practice. I need you guys all to be oxen, donkeys, and horses and cows. Let's hear it. Ready? Go. Good. In the back row. Come on. Back here. Here we go. That's good. Make it a little bit more. That's all right. Okay. Like get it going on there. All right. So I need you guys. You guys are going to be like the, I'm sure, all the little animals. So I'm sure there was lambs and goats and chickens and ducks and turkeys. Probably not a lot of pigs, but there are you guys right there. So you guys out there kind of in this region, you guys be all the little animals. So go ahead and practice your guys' little animals. Chickens, whatever you want to be. This is your moment to be it. A little bit more. Come on. That's good. And then everyone in the middle, all the way up to the back, you guys just get to be the people. You know, they've spent a day in town. So I need everybody to stand up. Everybody stand up. Go ahead and stand up. You guys all be the people just talking. You're just talking about yourself. Let's all do this at the same time. Ready? Go. Perfect. Just like that. Keep it going. Get it loud. Talk amongst yourselves. I need to hear more donkey. More donkey. More donkey. Okay. Here we go. Wait. Hang on. Whoa. Hold on. Everyone stop. Please.
At first, Fiona.
Whoa. For a blind man, you look happy. All right. So here's what's going on. Is Jesus is leaving town. It's chaotic. It's crazy. And he hears one voice cry out.
Help!
You guys can all have a seat. And as Jesus hears this voice, I want you to look at what happens. It says there is a blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus was sitting alongside the road. When he heard that Jesus the Nazarene was passing by, he began to cry out, Son of David, Jesus, mercy, have mercy on me. People tried to hush him up, but he yelled all the louder, Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me. And it says Jesus stopped in his tracks. You can go sit down. You did a good job. You're healed. All right. Jesus stopped. Everybody say stop. You know, as I read that, I think that's one of the most powerful phrases in this whole story, that the Son of God, the Savior of the world, stopped in his tracks. It says Jesus stopped in his tracks and called him over. You know, let me just say this to all the kids and the families in the room. Every single time you call on the name of the Lord, Jesus will stop what he's doing to lend you his ear, to listen to his prayers. You know, parents, as you guys are going through the school year, as you lift up your voice, as you pray over your kids, as you pray for your teachers, pray for your schools, pray for these superintendents and these school leaders, God will hear your voice and respond to your prayers. I mean, that is awesome that we serve a God that's not too busy. You know, when I think about Jesus, what was going on in his mind, I mean, is there a person on earth that has more on his mind than Jesus? In just a few short days, he's getting ready to enter Jerusalem to shouts of Hosanna. And that's going to start into a chain of events that's ultimately going to end in Jesus suffering and dying for our sins and then raising from the dead. I mean, I can't think of a bigger project deadline than that. And Jesus is thinking through all those things, but yet when he hears one person cry out, Jesus stops what he's doing to listen to their cry. You know, I think the first thing when it comes to love all and serve all this year, what if all of us just learn to do that a little bit better? What if when we wake up in the morning, whatever we're doing, we learn to stop and look for opportunities to show the Lord's kindness, looking for opportunities to show God's love, looking around, whatever we're doing, whatever platform God's given us, if it's football, if it's basketball, volleyball, that platform, you say, I'm playing football, but I'm looking for opportunities to stop and show the Lord's kindness. But Jesus doesn't just stop. says he called him over. They said, it's your lucky day. Get up. He's calling you to come. And Jesus said, what can I do for you? Everyone turn to your neighbor and say, what can I do for you? You know, if we could learn to walk with that type of an attitude, if we could learn to go through our days and our world with an attitude of, Jesus, who are you calling me to stop for? And go up to them and say, what can I do for you? Can you imagine what would happen if every single one of us in this room walked out of here tonight and woke up tomorrow morning with an attitude of, good morning, Jesus. Thanks for loving me. I'm so glad you mostly love me. But Jesus, who do you want me to stop for today? Who do you want me to stop and go up to and simply say, what can I do for you? You know, that seems so simple, but it changed this guy's life. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. On your way, said Jesus, your faith has saved and healed you. And that very instant, he recovered his sight and followed Jesus down the road. You never know what you stopping and simply saying, what can I do for you, will do for an individual. You know, I was thinking as I was praying, as I was preparing for this, of another back-to-school rally. And this was actually the first back-to-school rally in this room. So it was 2000, and I think August 27th, 2000, in this room, our very first back-to-school rally. And I used to be on the maintenance staff, so I was like right around there vacuuming, okay? So I'm in here, and I'm vacuuming and getting ready. It's about an hour or so before service. Pastor John walks in. And so I vacuumed faster. I was like, hey, Pastor Tom, you know. And he walks up to me, and he says, hi, Clint. And he said, hey, is there anything I can do for you? Can I help you? Now, Pastor John probably wouldn't even want me sharing that, and I'm sure he doesn't remember it. But in that moment, first thing I thought was, man, I got a lot of rows left. Here's a vacuum. Let me go. No, I didn't do that. The first thing I thought was, wow, you know what? I'm sure he's got a lot on his mind, but for him to take the time to come up and say, you know, hey, can I help you? And I said, no, sir, you know, got it. I think I was a freshman or a sophomore. So I was a sophomore in college. I was like, I got it. I'm good. But I remember thinking after he walked away, I said, you know, I don't know what I'm going to become in life, but whatever it is, I hope that I'm the kind of leader that will take the time to stop and serve others. Now, just kind of connect the dots just for a second. Pastor John was not coming up to be like, you know what, I might hire him in about 15 years, and he's probably going to preach a sermon on serving, so I probably ought to go up and ask him if I can serve him, because he needs an illustration in about 15 years so that he can share it with the people, and that'll be a good connection point. Back to school rally would be good. So let me, I mean, man, Pastor John, you are wise and awesome, but I don't even know that Pastor John would be thinking like, eh, 15 years, he's going to need this for an illustration. But in that moment, it made a deep impact on my life. You know, you never know what you just going up and saying. Sometimes all it is stopping and asking. And just the fact that you stop to ask encourages that person, gives them hope. You know, kids, as you go back to school this year, think what it would do for you just to have the attitude to look for opportunities to go to your teacher. And I'm not talking about being the teacher's pet. I'm talking about just quietly going up to them saying, hey, I'm praying for you. Is there anything I can do for you? What a difference. What an encouragement that would be to your teachers. And whatever you're doing, looking for those opportunities to love all and to serve all. Going back to Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, it's pretty simple. We watch God. We wake up every morning. We say, God, my eyes are on you. My focus is on you. I'm looking to you. God, what you do is mostly love me. And so what I'm going to do is love you. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. Love like that. I'm going to ask our junior high and our high school students to stand on up and come on down to the front, because we want to pray for them. We want to pray for you. So go ahead, wherever you are, just stand up, make your way quickly down to the front, because we want to pray over you.